Proclamation number 9011 of 8th of July, 1965. The resistance reduces the power of love radiation. Not the slightest resistance is allowed to oppose my illumination of love, otherwise it cannot become effective with you. And so you will also understand that you must give yourselves to me completely free, because all compulsion switches off, and that is why therefore first your will is, which must bend to me, but then I can take possession of you, and I truly no longer let you from me. It is about your will, but about which also my opponent fights with all cunning and deceit. But you will always recognize him because he only lures you with earthly goods, because he will bring no spiritual goods to you, which you can only receive from me. When such thoughts now surround you, which always only bind you to the earthly world, then you are in his power. But if you devote yourselves to thoughts which obviously have me myself as source, and if you follow these, then you will be led away from the earthly world, because I want that you connect yourselves with me exactly through good thoughts or an intimate prayer, to now be able to draw yourselves to me, to give you what is food for your soul, that it receives what it needs to mature. Then you will truly receive food and drink, for this is my illumination of love, which is certain for you if you devote yourselves to me of your own free will, if you open your heart to me and want to receive my illumination of love. But this always requires conscious voluntary devotion to me. But then you can no longer get lost, then you return to me again, where once your start was. Only one thing you must not forget, that my love cannot become effective when you yourselves resist it, when you only offer me the slightest resistance, and resistance it already is when still earthly things entice, when you put me back for the sake of these and I do not stand in the first place, when you give priority to earthly things and I then no longer find entrance alone in your heart. The world has many dangers in it, which you do not recognize as such, but which always draw man away from spiritual striving. And these dangers he is to avoid, if he wants to belong to me completely, because I truly give him more beautiful and better, which outweighs all things of the world, but which only I myself can hand out to the ones who are mine, to those who belong to me completely and are prepared to give everything to me. And these will also win the victory over all others in the end, for then they will have to pass the greatest test of faith to me and yet need not be defeated, for I myself will stand by them in the final battle on this earth. So much will certainly be demanded of them, and still they need to fear nothing, because likewise much power will be given to them, because they have completely overcome the world. And where then shall the opponent still use his arts of seduction? He can no longer pull them down to the deep, because then he would have to fight against me myself, but me he flees and therefore also you, who are mine. And that is why I always only want that you give me your will out of the heart, that there is nothing else for you than that you always only stay with me in thoughts, that my love illumination can become effective and that you unite yourselves intimately with me. Then I will have won you, then you will have re-entered the original relationship in which you stood in the beginning. I only want one thing, that you again press towards me as once, that your heart open, into which I now can let my love flow again. And in order to achieve this you have to give up everything that connects you with the world, but you are allowed to enjoy what I myself sent to you. Just do not lose yourselves to earthly goods, which are always just the means of the adversary who wants to ruin you. Amen.